My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today, well, it's always been important, but I think even more important today. Higher levels of stress, bad lifestyle choices, and, you know, just life in general, you know, and I think we need to have a little bit better focus and we need to prioritize ourselves and put ourselves a little bit closer to the front of the list, because I think a lot of us, well, I think we get busy doing things for other people and other, you know, other situations, and we forget about ourselves and we end up getting lost in the mix. So it wouldn't be a bad time to start paying a little bit more attention to yourself and your own good health. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, the wonderful formulators, the educators, the people that are in the trenches doing all the work, spreading the good word, and then coming here to be able to share all that great information with us. And it's always a privilege to have them here with us. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, and hopefully get some relevant topics and some great information that might just be exactly what you are looking for yourself or for someone you know. Part of the process is also working with your physician, going in for frequent checkups, having the dialogue with your doctors, because it's very important, and then, of course, choosing the right supplementation for you. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. Not only are they Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, but it's a full-service environment with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service every single day. They carry only the best of the best in every category, so kind of hard to make a mistake when you've got dialogue and great choices all wrapped up in one. Visit the store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email address, start getting wonderful newsletters, as well as getting the updates and all the good information that's there. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store as well. stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking with Dr. Erin Stokes. Dr. Stokes hasn't been here in a while, so it's always so great to have her come back again. Dr. Stokes is a naturopathic doctor and the medical director at Megafood. Dr. Stokes received her naturopathic doctorate degree from Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, way back in 2001. She believes education is a key to making positive changes and truly enjoys educating everybody. She's taught Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College, and she combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in the natural products industry. Dr. Stokes' personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and the tools to change their lives. Couldn't have a better mantra than that. Help me welcome back my guest. Hello there.
Hello, Jeff. How are you? It's so nice to hear your voice this morning.
You too. I am so glad to have you back again. I've had people asking about you, and I said, well, we will reconnect, and here we are.
Yes, I'm delighted. And when you said way back in 2001, I thought, whoa, starting to feel old, but I can't believe we're almost to 2020, and Before you know it, I will have been a naturopathic doctor for 20 years. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Got a question for you.
We've got a great topic.
You know,
we look forward to chatting.
No, we do. And, you know, because I've got so many new listeners and people that have not had the wonderful pleasure of hearing you before, talk a little bit about why Megafood? Why was that where you landed? Obviously, there was something that drew you. I mean, I could make a long list, but what's your list?
Gosh, great question. So I've been working with Megafood now for about 8.5 years, and I did really choose them to work with in terms of education. You mentioned that I have a history of educating. I really believe, as I know you do, that education is empowerment. And so what brought me to Megafood on that front was pretty simple, real food and real people. When I identified that Megafood was working with farm partners to incorporate real food in their supplements. And, you know, being a naturopathic doctor, I had the opportunity to see the results. And I was seeing these positive results that people were having with Megafood. But that alone isn't enough for me because, as you know, the people you work with, it's all about that. And once I got the opportunity to go visit Megafood in New Hampshire, I went on a very snowy day in January. I remember my flight in, Jeff, and I was like, oh boy, hope we make it, because we were in a snowstorm. We're up in New Hampshire. I work remotely. I live in Boulder, Colorado, but I flew in, and I knew, you know, there's just these moments in life, and I knew from the moment I walked in the door at Megafood and met the first people there, it almost felt like a homecoming. And that might sound a little corny, but I think for those of you out there, there's certain times in your life when you know. You just know it's the right person, the right place, in this situation, the right company. But the high integrity quality with the real food incorporated in supplements, that's the piece of the that's the product piece, and then combining that with the people.
You know, I think the interesting thing that a lot of people do learn along the way when they're starting to get healthy is they do learn, you know, what categories of things they need to focus on. But, you know, like whether you're buying a car or clothing or anything these days, not everything is created equal. And we would like to have things that are closer to the food situation that we can get. And you get things that are really more natural and less synthesized, our body is going to react more positively.
I think that's so true. And staying close to nature, being a naturopathic doctor, that's really important to me, as I know it is for you too. And so really understanding the power of plants. And that's really the power of food. So I have a personal mantra, food first. We do incorporate real food in our supplements along with added nutrients. So we do have standardized amounts of nutrients. Sometimes people wonder that. And I believe in food first always. And I also know that there's a real role for supplements in today's world. And that's something that you and I have talked about quite a bit, that I would love to think that I can get every single thing I need, every nutrient, every B vitamin, C, D, E, K, every mineral, calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc. It's a big, big task. And in today's modern world, I think there's two things. Although we still have access to incredible food, our food supply is changing. And when you combine that with modern stressors that even our grandparents didn't deal with that impact us, I do think, in fact, I don't just think, I know, because the evidence is there that there's an important role for supplementation.
Now, that being said, you know, today we're going to be talking about some great products from Megafood. I know when people see your section, a lot of people are using, let's say, your multiple vitamin or maybe another product. And then they think to themselves, you know, what else could round out my program? And, you know, obviously, I know we're going to talk about probiotics today. Why don't we start there? Because it's such a huge category. And it's also something that people have a little bit of information on. People still think that, you know, having a couple spoonfuls of yogurt every day is going to cut the mustard. And there's no way we can get what we need. I'm a big advocate of yogurt. I love it as long as it's not the one with all the sugars and the sprinkles and all that stuff. But the thing is, we need probiotics, and they've taken on a bigger role than ever before.
They really have, and this is part of a blog that I wrote that's on our website. We really have some great educational resources, so I just want to mention that. If listeners are interested in going to megafood.com, there we have a whole section full of blogs. And when you mentioned probiotics, it reminded me of an article I wrote, Supplements 101, Four Essentials You Should Consider Taking Daily. And I say consider because everyone's health needs are unique, and you should check in with your healthcare practitioner. You mentioned the multi. We talk about a multi to fill gaps in the diet. Probiotics are absolutely on that list of four essentials. And gut health, today we're going to be talking a lot about immune health and immune health during the holidays and beyond into the depths of the winter. Gut health is really tied to a stronger immune system. It's also been tied to balancing mood. And probiotics are a key foundational support for us because they help with both a highly functioning digestive system. And when you think about it, we said food first. Well, the food can only be as good as the quality of our digestive tract, really. So in a way, it's sort of like GI tract first. We really have to get back to a healthy, functioning GI tract. And I'm sure many of you listening out there may be thinking, "Ooh, my digestion's a little off right now. I had some more holiday cookies than I normally do. Maybe you had some eggnog or some alcohol or both." And it is the season, right? And it can also wreak some havoc on our digestive tract. So I think incorporating a broad-spectrum probiotic to keep both your digestive tract in balance and your immune health in balance is really something that I personally do and my family does year-round. But if you're going to emphasize any time of year where it's especially important, it's right now.
You know, the thing that I think is so different today than what it was before, there was a time when I never, ever would have recommended a probiotic that was not 100% refrigerated.
Yes, agreed.
And different world today because, you know, technology has made it available for us to be able to have these, I think they like to call them shelf-stable probiotics, and to be able to get the same kind of quality that we would get in a refrigerated product. And, you know, for people like us that travel, you know, well, what a dream come true.
It really is. And so much of setting people up for success with supplements is actually just taking them. And I can almost see the nodding heads as people are driving. It's just so easy not to take supplements sometimes. We have very busy lives. And so getting into some kind of routine with your supplements is great. And yes, shelf-stable probiotics, we have a whole line of shelf-stable probiotics, four in total, are great for that, for traveling. They're also great for just consistency because what I hear a lot of people say is, the morning rush is go, 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 both in the house and out on the road. And then a lot of times people land somewhere, you know, at their job, at school, wherever they may be. And that's sort of the time when people have time to take their supplements. So if you have a shelf-stable probiotic like these where you can just honestly take a sleeve of them and put them in your purse, put them in your backpack, you can just set yourself up for consistency, because I hear people say often part of what helps set them up for success is having some of their supplements at work, because it's a time when you actually sit down for a few minutes. So yes, shelf-stable probiotics. We have the digestive health, women's health, mood, and immune defense. And you may ask, well, what's the difference? There's different ingredients, different blends of probiotics. The women's health, for example, also includes probiotics to help support gut health and urinary tract health, because it includes cranberry, which is really nice because a lot of women may be taking a probiotic and a cranberry supplement separately, and this allows them to be able to take both together. And so the shelf-stable probiotic collection is fantastic. I think with our theme of immune today, highlighting the immune defense blend of shelf-stable probiotics, it's one that I've personally taken. They're acid-resistant capsules, which help protect the probiotic strains from degrading in the stomach and make sure that they get to the lower intestine, which is really where you want it. And, you know, Jeff, as you know, gut health is connected to so many different things. including the foods we eat and also our exposure to pesticides and herbicides. So I just want to take the opportunity to mention that we test for pesticides and herbicides, and we are also certified glyphosate residue free. And I know that glyphosate has been in the news a lot lately. It's one of the active ingredients in Roundup. So a lot of people might say, oh, I haven't heard of glyphosate, but oh, yes, I remember seeing Roundup in the news. It's one of the most active ingredients in Roundup. So I just want to mention, because it's really all connected, that we are testing for these, as well as soy, dairy, and gluten-free, important for many people because those are common allergens, and people may be avoiding those, especially as they're trying to build up optimal gut health and immune health.
Now, you know, there was that mentality many, many years ago that you would only take probiotics at the time you were taking a wide-spectrum antibiotic. And I literally remember the mentality. It was like, oh, you're on an antibiotic? You might want to think about taking some acidophilus at that point in time, you know, for a week or so to put back in the good stuff. And, you know, obviously we still want to use them around wide-spectrum antibiotics, but their role has gotten so much bigger. And it's nice that we can actually look at them from a different perspective for a different category. Like, they're not all created equal, and everybody might want their probiotics to aim themselves in a different direction. And I think that's great that you've done that.
Yes, I think that when we look at the future of probiotics, we see more specialization. Our consumers, people out there are getting more sophisticated about supplements in general, which is fantastic. And I think many listeners probably have heard about probiotics' role, not just in digestive health, but the fact that approximately 70% of our immune system is located along our gastrointestinal tract. So it actually makes great sense. And I still have people go, you know, when I feel like I might be coming down with something or my son or getting exposed, that one of the first things I do is take a probiotic, or we're taking them every day anyway, so we may actually increase our probiotics. Some people go, wait, probiotics? What? And so just reiterating that connection, and I think that this is a whole world that's wide open. There's a lot of research on different probiotic strains and their role in the body. And back to our mantra of food first, absolutely include fermented foods in your diet as much as you can. If you're having yogurt, like you mentioned, definitely go for the yogurt that's not full of a lot of sugar, particularly while you're working on supporting immune health, our theme for today. Excess sugar is hard on your immune system, and that's shown. That's scientifically the fact. Just like things, did you know, and I know you know this, Jeff, that laughter is actually really great for your immune system. So try not to take things too seriously this time of year. Although it's the holidays and joyful, it also is very stressful. It can be kind of a serious time of year for a lot of people because you're just trying to pack too much in, and you can get almost in this autopilot where you kind of start to forget, wait a minute, this is supposed to be actually fun. And if you have so many social obligations and holiday obligations that it's just completely stopped being fun, then you may want to say no to a few things. Also, because sometimes it's nice to say no to give your system a break from all the sugar and parties and everything. So anyways, there's a lot that we do where we are a dynamic system. And that's kind of the bottom line, is that every action we take, every move we make, every smile that we have or moment we take to cut somebody off in traffic instead of letting them go ahead, that actually impacts us in the long run. We may think we're getting ahead of somebody else, but the stress, the cortisol, at the end of the day, that's impacting us.
You know, I had a question that already came in, and I was going to bring it up anyway. It was talking about increasing your probiotics above your regular daily usage when you're traveling a lot. And the second letter came in, and she said, this is from a lady that's an international flight attendant. She said her entire crew kept getting sick. There's four of them in the crew, and they would pass it around. And then they finally realized that they needed to change their diet and start taking more supplements. But they said when they added in the Megafood probiotics, they said their everything changed. and they see people sneezing. They've got people on their flights, and they're around germs every single day, different countries, different food, different environment. And they said it's made a dramatic difference on how they felt. So the question comes in, if you're using, let's say, one of these every day, whether it's the Women's or the Mood or the Immune Builder or the Digestive, you're using it every day. If you're traveling, how good is it to maybe take extra to protect yourself? What do you think about that?
Sorry about that. I was just on mute for a second. That's something you'd want to, we had a little outside noise here in my office, so apologies. That's something you'd want to check in with your healthcare practitioner about. Mm-hmm. You really want to just check in and make sure we do have higher potency probiotics, because a lot of people will increase probiotics when they travel. I think that the amount that we have in our shelf-stable probiotics for most people is adequate. And the other thing is, okay, Jeff, that we are testing. We do a lot of testing for quality. And so you can rest assured that the amount that's claimed in there is the amount that's actually in there. And so I think there's a conversation around probiotics, too, of people assuming, always assuming that more is better. That's kind of our mentality in general. But more isn't always better. I think that the amounts that we put in these shelf-stable probiotics were studied and researched, and we want to just make sure that we're being consistent about taking them and doing all of the other important things to support our immune system that we're going to talk about in the rest of the show.
Now, do you feel that these are best taken at a certain time of the day? You know, some people like to take them with food. Some people take them without food. Some people prefer to take them first thing in the morning to start their day. Some people like ending their day. Is there a preferential way that you feel they should be taken?
Great question. Particularly keeping in mind that the vast majority of our mega food line being made with real food can be taken any time of day, even on an empty stomach. And that's one of the things that people love about MegaFood, about our multivitamins, for example. With probiotics, though, it is best to take them with food. The nice thing is they can be taken any time of day. They're not going to influence you differently if you take them in the morning or the evening. You know, like some herbal blends, for example, might be better to take in the morning or evening. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that it's ideal to take it with food, but for example, if you just ate half an hour ago or even an hour ago, you can go ahead and take it. As you know, it takes us quite a while to digest our food. So ideally, pairing it with food is best for these probiotics.
Now, what is the cutoff for these shelf-stable as far as age? You know, kids are bigger today than ever before. And, you know, it's so funny. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she had her grandchildren with them. And I thought for sure these kids were like 17 and 18, and they were 12. And I was like, oh my goodness, these kids are big. So, you know, it always makes me think, you know, what is the cutoff for like probiotics with children? Do we start them at an earlier age? Do they need to be a certain age? Is it between you and the medical practitioner, the pediatrician, and your kids? And where do you go with that?
So another great question and really relevant for people listening out there. Our shelf-stable probiotic line is designed for adults. We do have a Kids and Us Megaflora that my 13-year-old still takes every day. He's been taking since he was old enough to take it. That was at 5, and before that he took an infant formula. So you can tell I'm a big advocate of probiotics, but these are designed for adults.
Okay. A couple more questions came in. This one says, I am presently on antibiotics at this point in time. Do I just stay on my normal dosage every day?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, with your antibiotics, just as prescribed. And then with the probiotics, most people will recommend, including medical doctors, when they're prescribing antibiotics, that you can take your probiotic at a different time of day. You don't really want to take your antibiotic and your probiotic at the exact same time. They don't exactly cancel each other out, but that's a way to think about it. Try to take your probiotic at a different time of day. And what I really look at is the key opportunity in the best window of opportunity is right after you finish your course of antibiotics. because there is a little bit of just sort of keeping up while you're taking those antibiotics. And you can think about your gut like a garden. And the antibiotics, because sometimes people are, you know, really disappointed. Antibiotics can be very important. Sometimes we're like, oh, but I got to take these. Well, I say, well, let's look at the opportunity. There's always an opportunity here. And after the antibiotics, try to look at this as like a fresh start. This is a great chance. It's like seeding your garden, almost like putting fresh seeds in your garden in the spring. And so really, I think sometimes, Jeff, people forget, you know, they get off their antibiotics, they finish their course, they're feeling better in general, which is great, but they sometimes then forget to keep up with their probiotics. And I honestly think that's the best window of time is those 2, 3, 4 weeks right afterwards.
I agree 100%. You know, and, you know, because you're reestablishing things that did get by your probiotics, and you're helping to kind of till the garden. I like that really does make good sense. And, you know, especially after, because, you know, a lot of people do a round of antibiotics and they may start having after it, maybe a little bit during, but even at the end of it, maybe starting having loose stools and even a little bit of gastric upset. And I mean, you really do want to make sure that you keep a good, steady supply of these amazing probiotics in there, because your body wants them. We just have to remember to give them to them.
That's right. And I don't think that, just as we say that there are gaps in the diet, and that's where a multivitamin can really fill the gaps, because we're just not, every single one of us, getting enough of all the B's. D, C, E, you get it, zinc, iron, iodine. I mean, you think about all those. Well, same is true. Think about your diet. You know, I like to encourage people, and this isn't judgment as much as reality for most of us. What probiotics have you had in your diet in the last 24 to 48 hours? And if the answer is none, if you're like, oh, I eat sauerkraut every day, and I have kimchi, and I'm making my own kombucha, and well, more power to you. But most people, that's not the case. And so probiotic can be a great addition.
You know, it's funny you said that. I had a conversation with a friend about 2 weeks ago, and she was talking about how she brought back in her probiotics. And she said, you know, she says, I do all the fermented food. I do miso soup. I do kimchi. She says, I do all that kind of stuff. And I thought I was getting enough. And I stopped my probiotics. She goes, well, when I brought them back in, and she's a huge mega food person, so she takes a ton of your stuff. You built her blood back up with the blood builder. Her doctor was just overjoyed. She finally found a multiple she could digest. No, she loves your stuff. And she said, I couldn't believe the difference. Even though I was doing all this fermented food, there was like one piece of the puzzle that was missing, and that was the probiotic.
Well, good. I'm so happy to hear that. And in case you want to hear my other four essentials that you should consider taking daily. So the first is a multi, second is a probiotic, the third is turmeric, and really just looking at turmeric's role in supporting healthy inflammation. And then the last one is vitamin D, and just really highlighting, putting a spotlight on vitamin D. I'm not saying that every single person needs to supplement with vitamin D3, but considering its important role with healthy bones, a strong immune system that we're talking about today, I think that everyone should get tested. I really do. It's an easy test. I've done it myself. I've had my vitamin D tested multiple times. So, and of course, you know, if we were going to add in another is essential fatty acids, you making sure you're getting those either in your diet or supplementing with an essential fatty acid, because really people get overwhelmed. And so part of what I try to do is demystify the world of supplements so that people aren't feeling so overwhelmed by it all.
You know, the interesting thing is, you know, I have a question for you. If you found that your vitamin D was low and you start taking a good quality vitamin D, is it something that changes dramatically quickly, or does it take quite a while to build up your level? I've always wondered.
It really depends on the person and I think the supplement, honestly. Vitamin D3 is a fat-soluble vitamin, so our bodies can store that vitamin. And I really think it's how deficient you are and looking at supplementing. And then I really believe that it's important to get some natural vitamin D as much as possible. So even when, so what happened with me is I was not deficient, but I was not in the optimal range. And it was, the great thing about this is my medical doctor was very proactive about this. And so we tested my vitamin D, and I specifically and deliberately, kind of my own little, you know, lab test, tested in the middle of December. So I think my vitamin D is probably really pretty good in the summer because I do let myself get some sun without sunscreen, and then I protect myself as well. Of course, I don't get sunburned, but we were like, okay, let's check in the middle of the winter. So I just had a hunch that in the summer it was probably good, probably fine. And it was not optimal, and so I supplemented, and we checked the following winter, same time, just to kind of keep it consistent. You know, it's the scientist in me. And I was taking, you know, this is just my own testimonial. I was taking Megafood, and I was taking the gummies, which honestly makes it pretty easy because they're delicious. They're low sugar. They're made with real food. And my vitamin D, I'd have to look at the exact numbers. I know it went up at least 15 points, at least. Mm. And she was like, whoa, whoa. Like, your vitamin D is really good now. You can kind of back off a little bit. So it depends on the person. But vitamin D is just connected to so many different things. And I remember, Jeff, when I was a younger practitioner, I was working with this woman, and she kept getting sick. And she was really doing all the right things. You know, her diet was really good. She was doing all kinds of good stress management, yoga, and her job wasn't too stressful. She was taking some herbs that were really good for her immune system. And I said, you know, have you ever had your vitamin D levels checked? Because it's sort of the only outlier that I'm thinking of here. And that, I mean, her vitamin D was so low. And it's amazing how powerful these nutrients are. Sometimes, you know, we want something more exciting than something so simple as your vitamin D is low. But she got her vitamin D levels back up. And I don't think that it was a coincidence that she really stopped getting sick. And so I think that sometimes these nutrients, like a single nutrient, can just be so powerful.
You know, I think that makes good sense. And thank you. I do appreciate that because it's come up before. And I really do appreciate your feedback on that, because vitamin D, I remember when I was first starting in the field, vitamin D used to be on the bottom shelf in the health food store next to the omega-3s. And they were just sitting there, and nobody ever even talked about them. They just kind of sat there, and, you know, and now they're like up front and personal and right in front of our face because, you know, our field has continued to do research and scientific studies, and something that we thought to be has become, wow, really important.
I agree. And I think that we just want to also keep in mind, because there just is this tendency, and I know that you've seen it, Jeff, of, we swing sometimes from one direction to the other direction. And the other thing that I do see people doing sometimes is taking lots and lots of vitamin D without having any idea what their levels are. And it is a fat-soluble vitamin. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's why our gummies are a nice amount where you're not going to overdo it. That's always a theme with Megafood, is we don't have these really high amounts. And so with our vitamin D3 gummy that I take, the one gummy itself is 1,000 IU. But sometimes, just to quickly mention, I know I've heard of people that will just be like, vitamin D, okay, I'm going to take 10,000 IU every day. But I have no idea what my levels are. Well, you just want to get your levels tested. That's just, it's really not that complicated or expensive. So.
No, I appreciate that. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about elderberry. And, you know, this is another thing. First of all, I never thought I'd talk about shelf-stable probiotics. I never thought that I would talk about a gummy on my show.
Well, wow. You know, I wasn't so sure when we first decided to make gummies. And here's what really convinced me that this was a good idea. So if we look at our North Star, you know, our sort of guiding principle, you talked at the beginning about my personal mission, which is very much in line with Megafood's mission, of really just delivering the best supplements to improve people's health and wellness, we've uncovered some very interesting facts. So 40% of adults either can't or won't swallow tablets. They have a hard time swallowing tablets. We all know that the gummy format, actually alternative delivery formats, alternative delivery formats are just skyrocketing among consumers because of pill fatigue. So we decided, okay, if we are going to make a gummy, we are going to make the best gummy out there that we can possibly craft. And so we spent a lot of time. We were not actually quick to market on our gummies because we were absolutely determined to do it right. And so elderberry is a great example of something that you can get in a delicious gummy that's both low sugar and has a significant amount, a meaningful potency of elderberry. So why do we even care about elderberry? Elderberry is actually one of the most popular herbs in the country right now. And elderberry has been used for hundreds of years. This is not really a new thing, elderberry. It's been used in Europe. It's this beautiful, if people are looking for a visual, I know I'm a visual person, this beautiful dark purple berry. So if anyone's ever taken our elderberry gummy, it's this dark purple color. If anyone has had an elderberry syrup, that's what's traditionally used in Europe. It's considered really an immune tonic. And that dark purple color is really the power of the berry. So it's been used to support immune health, particularly during the fall and winter months. And we have elderberry in a few different formulas. So it's not just in a gummy. It's in a Kid's Daily Immune powder that you can add to a smoothie, shake, or juice. It's in our immune defense formula, which is a tablet formula that you would use during acute times of immune challenge. So if you are looking more for the tableted blend with other herbs, there's immune defense, and we do have it in a gummy. So with the elderberry gummy, the serving size is 2 gummies, and total sugars are 2 grams, which is a low amount of sugar in a gummy, and we have 400 milligrams of organic elderberry. And why am I talking about these numbers? Well, I invite you to compare our gummies to some of the other gummies out there on the market, because elderberry gummies are pretty prolific. And I'd like you out there to notice that we are high potency to a low sugar ratio. So 400 milligrams of organic elderberry. The 100 milligrams is the wild blueberry. We have organic wild blueberry and organic ginger root in there. But the star of the show is the 400 milligrams of organic elderberry that you'll get per 2 gummies. And, you know, for our family, it's like a great way to get elderberry in our system. Now it kind of might make more sense to people out there. It's been used as an immune tonic in Europe for hundreds of years, now being used is an immune tonic in this country, very popular herb with some of the seasonal challenges that people have had over the last couple of years. It's been exciting to watch people discover elderberry and its power.
Now, do we look at this elderberry product, the berry gummies, do we look at them as a preventive medicinal, or do we use them at the first sign of something?
Great question. I look at the elderberry immune support gummies as something that can be taken during times of seasonal challenge. So, like right now, it's classic, right? We're in December. Uh-huh. Where the holidays are happening. For many of us, we're indoors more. So this is a great formula for that. When you are really needing to kick it up, that is where the immune defense formula comes into play. The immune defense formula is a tableted formula, and 2 tablets has 600 milligrams of elderberry. It also contains echinacea and a Chinese herb called andrographis, which is not found in as many immune formulas. It's a powerhouse. We also have vitamin C and zinc. So that formula's got all the power players, and it's actually just something that you take 2 tablets 3 times a day for 5 days. So this is something when you're feeling either that you're coming down with something, or maybe everyone in your family is sick, but you're not sick yet. You're getting on a plane to visit the relatives. I know for me, I always, whenever I get on a plane, I just like ratchet up. I make sure to have my probiotic on board. I take extra elderberry gummies. I take vitamin D. I really pull out all the stops. So immune defense is a great go-to formula when you need it most. It really is going to come in and support immune health. Obviously, it's a higher, you know, you have to remember to take 2 tablets 3 times a day. But most of us, when we're not feeling well, we will do what we need to do, right? For 5 days, not a big deal, but not something that you take every day.
So the immune defense used to be called acute defense.
Mm-hmm.
So you've changed that.
Yes.
So great.
Yeah, we had to change that name, but it is, we went with the acute defense name. We were trying to get to that point of this is what you reach for when you need it most. And honestly, for me, I like to have these things in my cupboard. I like to have what I need in my medicine chest, so to speak, because you know how it is when you're not feeling great. Sometimes it's hard to get out. So this is a good one to go ahead and get, because when you need it, it's nice to have it.
Somebody just chimed in. She said, I'm going to visit my mother in the hospital in the Midwest, and my entire family is sick. So I'll be gone for 4 days. So is this something that I could use with the elderberry to keep me from ending up in the bed next to my mother?
Yes,
oh, that's hysterical.
That and absolutely. And that's a great question. Thank you. Yes. And also make sure to keep in mind the basics. You know, we didn't get a chance right at the beginning but to talk about basics too much, but I just want to quickly touch on some lifestyle pieces. Washing your hands. It sounds so simple, but people forget to wash their hands all the time. And we got to wash our hands this time of year. We have to wash our hands all the time, but this is how we can prevent the spread of infection. So washing your hands before you go visit your relatives, washing your hands after if you're in the hospital or visiting. I had to stop by the pediatrician's office just briefly the other day for some paperwork, and I was like, wash your hands before. I went in, and there were kids, you know, God bless them. I hope they feel better, coughing in the waiting room. And then I washed my hands as soon as I left. So just wash your hands. And another thing that can be a little challenging when we're traveling, but just to do our best with, is sleep. The power of restorative sleep. Get outside on a walk if you can. Get outside, get outdoors. It's been shown that exercise, and of course, exercise to your own ability. Exercise can really help our immune system. For one thing, it gets our circulation moving, and that's circulating our white blood cells and our immune defense cells. The other thing that I was just doing some reading on, Jeff, is that exercising, again, we're not talking about overheating, but just getting exercise out. You know how it is. Sometimes I'll be chilled when I'm working in the house all morning, and all I need to do is get out on a walk, and it raises my body temperature. Well, I was just doing some really interesting reading about how that rise in body temperature is actually really good for fighting off infection. It kind of makes sense, right? You're like sort of naturally raising your body temperature and not letting some of those viruses and bacteria thrive. So just really want to emphasize these supplements, but also you're going to just feel so empowered if you're keeping in mind the basics that you know you did everything you could around lifestyle as well.
You know, it was really funny. I was at one of the hotels a couple of weeks ago, and really nice hotel here in town, and went in, had to go to the bathroom, and there were so many people in there. They were all coughing, but they had like automatic flushing toilets. They had automatic sinks, and everybody was washing their hands. And here I am washing my hands, and I'm watching, and people are like sneezing, wiping the nose, and they just got done cleaning their hands, and they grabbed the doorknob. I thought to myself, you know, so I've gotten this terrible habit. I grab paper towels, and I always have one. And then once I've washed my hands, I use that to open up the doorknob on the way out.
I do the exact same thing. My son says, I'm a germaphobe, but I, you know, something's working for me. Let's just say that. knock on wood, but I do not tend to get sick pretty much ever. I mean, occasionally, of course, we're all going to get something, but you got to do it, especially when you're traveling or you're out in the world. So, yeah, just it's the basics can go a long way for us. So this time of year in particular, I think that giving ourselves a break, you know, I was going to go to an event at my son's school last night, and I just decided I didn't need to do it. It was more important to have a more relaxed dinner because I was going to sort of rush out of dinner to this event, leave, you know, my husband, son, and dog behind. And I just was like, you know what? We're having a nice family dinner. I didn't commit to this. I just was planning to go, and I'm not going. I'm going to stay here, enjoy the rest of this dinner, take my dog on a walk, get outside, and go to bed early. Because sometimes we just have to make those decisions for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can't do everything.
Question just came in. She says, I want to pick up the immune defense and the elderberry because I'm going to be on this trip. This is the same person that was talking before.
Okay.
She said, Do I have to take the elderberry chewables at any specific time? And when is the best time to take the immune defense?
So you can take the elderberry gummies any time of day, even on an empty stomach. And I guarantee you're not going to forget to take them because they taste so good. And that's one of the advantages of these gummies. You know, we really designed them with low sugar, natural flavors, but they taste so good, people do not forget to take those. And then for the immune defense, because you're taking two tablets three times a day, which is a lot, right? But it's worth it because it's when you need it most. Just morning, afternoon, and night. There are not any herbs in here that it would be a problem to take right before bed, or, you know, there's nothing stimulating, sedating. These are immune supportive herbs. So you can really take them any time of day. It can be taken even on an empty stomach. The main thing with the immune defense to get the right amount is to really take that two tablets three times a day for 5 days. And, you know, if you've got any personal questions, you want to do like a quick check-in with your healthcare practitioner, you can go to megafood.com. You can look up the immune defense, and it's super easy to pull up our supplement facts panel. And that's what I have a lot of people do that. And they'll just say, hey, can you take a quick look at this? Here's the supplement facts. It's really transparent in terms of exactly what's in there with the vitamin C and the zinc and all the herbs. So great questions. And I hope you have safe and healthy travels.
You know, the interesting thing is that Megafood just continues to create new products and redo things. And when they see that something can be made better, they just jump in and they do it. And they have amazing transparency. And of course, you can always tune into the, they still have the cameras going on the webpage?
We do. Yes.
Tell people how they research, because I think people would be amazed. I have a lot of new listeners, like I mentioned, but they may not know that they can actually see what's going on in your labs.
Absolutely. Let me make sure that they're up right now. You go to our website. We recently redesigned our website, and that's part of the reason why I'm sort of like, okay, we used to have it right here. Then you go to our difference, which is right across the upper bar on the right-hand side. And then transparency is in our nature. So I'm looking. Oh, here we go. So once you get to the transparency page, you scroll down and it says live facility cameras too. We don't just say it, we show it. You can watch your supplements being made live here 24/7 with full access to our facility cam. So the watch your supplements being made, it's nice because there's a live link. So you just click on that and it takes you right to the live facility cam.
That's very cool. You know, I've visited it many times, and I just thought to myself, that's so cool. I wonder if they're making mine right now.
I know. And it looks like the dryer has something orange on it. And, you know, without getting close up, I think it's oranges because of the shade of orange. It doesn't look like turmeric. I'm almost positive that there are oranges on the dryer right now.
Well, I just, anything
so, yeah,
you want.
It is very cool. It's to us, we just, because we don't really have anything that we wouldn't, our facility is beautiful. It's clean, it's everything, you know, up to standard. So when we did it, it's just like we just turned on the cameras. Do you know what I mean? It was just, this is our facility, because there's this great group of people in New Hampshire, Jeff, that just continue to amaze me with their hardworking ethic, their humility, their day-to-day of just doing this work. I feel so fortunate because I get to speak about it, and then there's these people here day in and day out. And in some cases, multiple generations. A woman that I work with, who's on the marketing team, her mom works at MegaFood. There are families that have generations of people working there. So there's a lot of longevity. We've been in business for 45 years, which in the supplement industry, that's a long time.
Yes.
And so I feel proud of those people doing good work in New Hampshire.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today. What a pleasure to have you back again. And I hope you and yours have an incredible holiday season. And hopefully we'll be able to start chatting in the new year.
I would love that. I hope so, too. And I hope you enjoy the holidays and stay healthy and well. And thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning in today.
Thank you very much. Be well, Dr. Stokes.
You too. Take care.
My guest today, Dr. Aaron Stokes, representing MegaFood. Don't forget to check out those great products from MegaFood. They have the whole line there. Great deals and specials on the MegaFood every day. The chewable elderberry. We talked about the shelf-stable probiotics. We also talked about the now called immune defense. Might still have it under the acute defense label. I know they just updated that. So those are available to get you started and headed in a healthier direction. Hopefully you'll take the time to chat with the staff there at Stay Healthy about the products from MegaFood. Longevity. They've been around a long time, like she said, in their 40-some-odd years, and they just keep getting better and better, and they keep updating and becoming more and more relevant, and that is really, really great. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy. You know, the great thing about them, one of the major things is their longevity. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They bring you great quality products in every single department. They make sure that you have the most knowledgeable people to talk with who are passionate, educated, and honest and informed and relevant in the health and nutrition industry. You know, we take the time to do everything up to date, everything new, all the best of the best. And we want to talk to the most specialized, knowledgeable people in every aspect of our life. Yeah, we'll go grab a bottle of vitamins off a drugstore shelf. I mean, come on. You know, take a little bit of time, realize how important you are, and realize all the amazing things that are available out there. You just need to know which direction to go. And Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your information-based store where you get to create dialogue, get your questions answered, and then, you know, have them be your go-to people for health and nutrition. And I'll tell you what, it is so incredibly worth it to be able to be as strong and healthy as you possibly can and know that you're heading in the right direction and then be able to go back again and have that check-in time because they make it awesome. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Remember, if you are heading to Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. Bring the most important part of your life with you to Stay Healthy so you can choose correctly. And bring your questions, and if you're afraid you're going to forget them, write them down. Don't forget to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon for your next visit to the store. Leave your email address to start getting newsletters. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Remember, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best in our industry, the best guests, the best topics, the relevant topics, and always the best products so you can get as healthy as possible. Have a great day. God bless.
Into the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.